Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Research reveals strong presence of transnational corporations and states controlling land in Uruguay. 27 companies with a strong transnational component and European state capital control the same surface than 25,000 agricultural and cattle farmers in Uruguay. Is there land grabbing in Uruguay? A paper written by professors of the Central Extension and Activities Center aimed to answer this question related to the acquisition of land by northern or rich states in the Global South. The paper was launched at the recent Food Sovereignty in Uruguay Forum held in Tacuarembó Department, 390 kilometers to the north of Montevideo. The research conducted by Gabriel Ollancabal, Pablo Ariosa, and Ignacio Narbondo states that 27 business groups present in Uruguay cover 1,641,000 hectares, which amounts to 10% of the agricultural land in Uruguay. This is practically the same surface covered by 21,645 production farms registered as family farmers at the Livestock Ministry of the country. Even though there are lands which were directly acquired by states, the author of the research introduced the concept of indirect land grabbing, explaining that several companies and investment groups that have shares in countries such as Finland, Sweden, and even Japan are the owners and exploiters of important extensions of lands. According to the State University researchers, land grabbing in Uruguay is not linked to a process of displacement and exclusion of former owners of the fields, since a large part of them have granted their property and or use rights by selling or lending them to the capitals behind these grabbings. Forestry companies Montes del Plata, UPM, Weyerhaeuser, Global Forest Partners, and Forestar Atlántico Sur are some of the transnational corporations present in Uruguay, while in the agricultural soy sector we can highlight Union Agriculture Group, Estancias Ana Paula, Agronegocios del Plata, Cosechas del Uruguay, and Argentinian Group Bulgaroni. The writers explain that this form of transnational grabbing includes a specific feature that it is a result of the participation of foreign states in the shares of private companies, which they refer to as indirect land grabbing by other states. Recently, a law that warns about land grabbing by states or state companies was passed in Uruguay, although based on the experience with the two main forestry companies, UPM and Sora Enso, the law establishes the possibility for the executive branch to push for exceptions.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words. Building popular communications by FOI.